David, let's talk about your core as a whole and the group that you have in camp. What do you see with these guys of the 13 players you've got in your command?
Well, for those first four or five guys that played for me last year, a year in the offense right now, we are so further along ahead now than we were. If you remember, you go back to last year, about the halfway through the year, things started to click for us. We started to understand exactly what this offense was all about, and guys started to come together. You know, I thought Dwayne and Donnie, who have been veterans in this league before, of course, Donnie, first time being with us here. I thought as the year went along, we got much better, more consistent, and I've seen through the offseason even more consistency, and we're so much further along than we were before.
Dwayne Bowe in specific, watching him this spring and summer and early here in camp, how much better is he now with Alex in having that sixth sense that you've seen in this league for 20 years?
Well, you know what? They know each other now. You know, they were getting to know each other last year. Now they know each other. And there's a little connection right there. There's a little feel that they have in doing certain things and doing certain routes that we teach, that all of a sudden they see things that are happening because they got a good feel for each other that we saw during the offseason, during our mini camps, during our OTAs. We saw things now that say, wow, it's on. You know, I see it, it's there. And we're looking so forward to that.
I want to ask you about yards after catch. You're about middle of the pack last year as a team, but Jamal had a lot of those. Mm-hmm. Making plays after they catch the football, what's the key to improve this year?
Well, the big thing is how quickly you get that ball. If you get that thing early enough, let's say on a slant route, you got a chance to catch and run for a long ways. You catch balls on in-breaking routes, you get the ball in your hands early, now you got a chance to catch it. When you catch the ball and you start to look around and things, and you end up getting that taken away from you. But when you catch it and you go, and that's one of the things in the offseason that we wanted to emphasize to get better at. And I think knowing this offense better now, guys, all the guys that catch balls in this offense, from receivers to tight ends to backs, now quarterbacks, and they're all on the same page. So you're going to see the ball in their hands a lot quicker. You're going to see them able to do things a lot quicker. And now you're going to see more of the yards after the catch.
Final question, two-minute drill. To be good in the two-minute offense, you guys have to do what?
Well, we've got – basically, when you go to two-minute, you end up going to your base offense. You just do it in a hurry. You basically are doing things, Mitch, that you know you've been doing, base plays and whatnot, and you know the defense is kind of playing soft because you kind of got them in a defensive mode. And basically, you got to be consistent. You got to be, you got to be not in a hurry, but you got to be quick, and basically just be consistent in knowing that these are our base plays. You know they're going to play a certain ways, and then when that play is there, be able to make plays when plays should be made.